Hello. I buy so many unnecessary gadgets online, and I haven't always been this way. Jeez, but over the past few months, like I just can't stop. And to be honest, it's not an addiction that I actually think is completely pointless and damaging because I've gotten a lot of products out of this obsession that have actually kind of improved my life, dare I say. Today, I'm going to be talking about some of the unnecessary things I've bought recently. And I'm going to be talking about whether or not I think they are worth the money. These are things that are not necessary, but are extremely helpful. That's like my shopping kryptonite. Things that are not necessary, but extremely helpful. If something is not necessary, but extremely helpful, unfortunately, I have to have it. I'm not proud of it necessarily, but I'm gonna share some of my discoveries with you. Not all of these were hits, okay? Some of these were terrible, and we're gonna talk about that too. But listen, some of these things are great, so I'm gonna put you on. And for the things that are bad, now you know not to waste your time.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. At eBay, authentic is always in season. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, it means their handbag experts are making sure your arm candy is nothing short of the real thing. They're checking all the details from the leather to the logo, carry-all or clutch. We all love a handbag that turns heads. Knowing it's the real deal makes it that much sweeter. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you'll carry with confidence. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you, thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now.
Okay, so the first thing I bought recently is ridiculous. And it's a little viral, okay? It's basically these little scrunchy-like armbands that you put around your wrists. And their purpose is that when you wash your face, the water soaks into these little scrunchies instead of rolling down your arms. Because don't we all hate it when we're going to wash our face and we just get water everywhere down our sleeves? It drips into our elbows and it just feels terrible and messy and awful, but also it feels unavoidable because no matter how hard you try, water just drips down your arm in the most uncomfortable and icky way possible. Well, that's where these little scrunchies come in. The first week or so that I had these in my bathroom, I actually forgot to use them. So I would wash my face and then I'd look down and see them and be like, "Ugh, I forgot." And there were multiple times when I was like, okay, I forgot, but like, should I just put them on and then wash my face again just to like experience what they're capable of? But eventually they became a part of my routine. And now I'm obsessed. Could you use just a normal hair scrunchie and have the same impact? Maybe. I'm not sure it would work as well, but I think it would work. There's something about the tightness of these wrist scrunchies that are specifically made for this that just soaks up all the water. Do I feel a little bit extra when I put them on my wrists and go to wash my face? Sure. But they're extremely effective. They weirdly make me happy, and I don't regret purchasing them. So in conclusion, the little arm scrunchies for washing your face are worth it. And I stand by that. Next thing I bought was exfoliating gloves for the shower. These are like gloves for your hands that you basically squeeze soap into and then you wash your body. And the gloves are kind of rough, so they exfoliate your body. I've never been one to exfoliate. You know, I feel like everybody's always talking about how good it is for your skin to exfoliate your skin. It makes your skin softer and it gets rid of the dead skin cells and this and that. And it makes your skin look more vibrant and all of this. Sure. I have never had the energy to exfoliate in the shower. And to be completely honest, I've always felt like the classic shower loofah didn't work properly. You know, it just didn't scrub hard enough. So I was never really an exfoliator in the shower. But these gloves kind of changed that for me. Now I squeeze some exfoliating body wash into my exfoliating gloves and I wash my whole body and I scrub and I feel fucking magical when I get out of the shower. Wowee, do I feel magical, okay? I feel clean in a way that I've never felt clean before. Like, I swear to God, I get out of the shower, I look in the mirror, and there's just a little ding, there's like a twinkle on me because I just feel cleaner than I even knew possible. I feel polished, dare I say. I feel polished. I feel brand new, brand spanking new. I feel amazing. So these exfoliating gloves are absolutely worth it. And I love how easy it is because I can just put them on in 2 seconds and then wash my body as I normally would with both hands, just with an added exfoliating benefit because the gloves are on. It's amazing. It doesn't really change my routine much, but yet I have such a big difference. You know what I mean? Because with a loofah or with like an exfoliating towel, there was something about it that wasn't user-friendly, okay? The gloves are user-friendly because you still have control of your fingers because they're gloves. And it just works. Another hack for exfoliating in the shower is that when I'm done exfoliating, I put body oil on in the shower. Now, I'm not sure if you're supposed to do this, but I don't like putting lotion on when I get out of the shower because it's annoying to me for some reason. So instead, after I exfoliate in the shower, I put body oil all over my body in the shower and it sticks to my skin because oil and water, you know, they're not friends. So like the water from the shower doesn't wash the oil away. Like the oil sticks on your skin because it rejects water. You should know that, okay? You went to school. Don't make me explain it. You know that. And then when I get out of the shower, I lightly pat myself dry and I'm already hydrated and moisturized because I put that body oil on in the shower. Now listen, the body oil is not included in this weird things that I've bought recently, unusual things I've bought recently, unnecessary but helpful things I bought recently, not included. But I had to mention it because it's a part of my new routine with my exfoliating shower gloves. So whoop, there it is. Speaking of the shower, another thing I bought was a toothbrush holder specifically for my shower. I am the biggest supporter of brushing your teeth in the shower. I think it's the best time to do it. There's already water falling from the sky. You don't even have to turn on the sink. Okay. You brush your teeth, bend over, you spit on the ground so you don't get toothpaste all over yourself because I've done that before and it burns. And it's great. You get out of the shower and you're all clean, body and mouth. There's no better feeling than getting out of the shower with a clean mouth and a clean body. It's just magical. So For years, I had just let my toothbrush sit in my shower, which is disgusting, to be honest. Like, it's actually disgusting. I'm not a germaphobe. Like, I don't get grossed out by things easily. So it is gross that I was letting my toothbrush just sit and rot on the little bench in my shower. Kind of gross. To me, it didn't bother me because for some reason, I don't get grossed out by these things. But my logical mind knew that something needed to change. I finally had the idea to order a toothbrush holder that works for in the shower. Now, you can't just have any toothbrush holder in the shower because if you have one that's almost like a cup, right? There's a chance that it'll fill with water and then get moldy and gross, and there's even more of a bacteria issue. But if you get a wire toothbrush holder that can't hold any water because it's just open, right? It has holes. You're golden. Your toothbrush is not laying on the ground of your shower or laying on your little bench in your shower. It's elevated in the air. But also, you know, you don't have to clean your toothbrush holder every week to prevent it from growing mold because a bunch of water and moisture is getting stuck in this sort of enclosed cup that holds your toothbrush. So you see what I'm saying here? It's like a little stainless steel wire toothbrush holder, and it's magical. And it honestly looks good in my shower too. It looks classic. I'm just proud of it, to be honest. Another thing for the shower, it's like, I don't know what's going on with me, but I've been really trying to streamline my shower experience. I think it's because I know myself, and when I'm going through a rough time, the last thing I want to do is shower. And I tend to let myself go a little bit, you know? I'm not taking my time in the shower and taking all the steps that I need to take to make myself feel good. So I've tried to make the shower experience as quick, efficient, and magical as possible by the addition of these new products, apparently. The next thing I've bought was the hair removing stone. This is basically a stone that you rub on your skin. It's flat. Okay, it's flat. It's like a flat stone. And you rub it on your skin, and it's supposed to remove hair and exfoliate your skin. So I got this online like a month ago. And I'll tell you, I'm late because people have been talking about this hair removing stone for a year now. Like, this is not a new thing, but I was late and I had to try it. So I get it in the mail one night and I take it out of the packaging and I see on the packaging that it says, doesn't require water. Like, basically you can remove your hair using the stone without water. And I was like, So I just started rubbing it on my arm to see if it would remove the hair on my arm. It did. Magically. My arms were bald for the first time ever. I've never shaved my arms, but I've always kind of wanted to have shaved arms, but it was just too much work. I don't know why I wanted to shave my arms too. Like, there's no reason. Like, the hair on my arms doesn't necessarily bother me, but I kind of was intrigued by the idea of just having like smooth skin all over. So I tried it. And at first I was amazed. I was like, holy shit, my arms are so smooth. They feel amazing. My skin feels soft. This is a dream come true. How is this not a bigger deal? How is everyone not using this? I proceed to remove the hair on my whole body. I'm not kidding. I use this stone on every corner of my body. Okay. Everywhere. And then my skin starts to burn. And I'm like, okay, so here we go. This is where it is. This is where the truth comes out. This stone is a little bit too exfoliating. It actually, unfortunately, took a layer off of my skin. So I did end up kind of getting a rash all over my body from this. Now, listen, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that big of a deal. It might have been user error. It did remove the hair, but my skin was so sensitive for like a week after, and it had this sort of sensitive rash. So I didn't throw the stone in the trash, but I might do more research before I try it again because I was kind of miserable having severely irritated skin for like a week. I don't know. I think this product might be too good to be true. I love the idea of it. I love the concept, but I don't know. I don't know if I'd recommend it. Like, using a classic razor is just unbeatable, I think. And so I don't know. I don't think you need to try this one. Next, I caved. I caved, you guys. I'm so embarrassed. I said I never would. I caved and I bought a skincare mini fridge. I know. To be honest, like, this is so embarrassing. I didn't want to admit this. I almost kept this out. I almost said, you know what? I don't want to tell them. They don't need to know this about me. I said I never would, and now I did, and I'm not proud of it, and I don't want them to know. But I'm honest, and so I'm telling you that I did buy a skincare mini fridge. Now, obviously, karma is real because I ended up hating it. I bought the skincare mini fridge because I love the idea of having a little mini fridge on my bathroom countertop where I could just pull out products whenever I felt like it and they'd feel nice and cold and refreshing and everything would be all in one place in my bathroom. Because before my skincare mini fridge, I had an entire drawer in my actual food refrigerator where I kept skincare products and things that I wanted to keep cold. And it was kind of inconvenient to have to go downstairs, get the stuff out of my regular fridge, and then go back into the bathroom to do my routine. But also, calling that annoying is one of the more ridiculous things I've ever said. Like, calling that an inconvenience is one of my darkest moments yet. But I will admit, it did feel kind of inconvenient. So I like the idea of having a little mini skincare fridge in my bathroom. Now, I hated it, and here's why. Number one, not cold enough. It didn't get cold enough. I want my skincare products to be frigid. You know, my little ice roller, face roller thing, sheet masks, you know, like the sheet masks that you just slap on your face or whatever, different serums, et cetera. I want them to be ice cold, frigid, almost frozen. And this little mini fridge was not getting it. It wasn't getting me there. The products were not cold enough. It barely worked, to be honest. It also looked terrible on my bathroom counter and it took up so much space, which was frustrating. Last but not least, the cord to plug in the little mini fridge thing looked so terrible and took up so much space as well that I was like, this is not it for me. This is just not it for me. Now listen, if I had a massive bathroom countertop, like super long, you know, and the little mini skincare fridge could be off in the corner, maybe it wouldn't be as big of a deal. But it was like right there in front of my face and I was like, I can't handle this. So I returned it. I think it was a waste of my time and money. And as of now, my skincare products are still in my regular food fridge and that is how it's going to be for the indefinite future. I knew in my heart of hearts when the skincare fridge became a thing that it was ridiculous. And I should have stuck to my morals and not bought it. But I did and I regret it. The next thing, as you can see, I have nails and some of my skincare products are in little pots, right? Where you have to dig your finger in there to get the product out. When you have long nails, this is a nightmare. Now, for years, I've used the back of my nail to get product out of the little jars. So, you know, obviously I'm not digging my finger in and scooping. Because if I do that, then I get a bunch of product under my nails and it gets stuck and it gets gunky and gross. So for years now, I've been using the back of my nail. But even when I do that, I still get product under my nails. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves. So finally, I made the decision to buy skincare spatulas, little silicone skincare spatulas. And these things have changed my life. I know it's stupid, but I'm so obsessed with them. I can't even believe it. I don't even know what I did beforehand. I don't know what I did before them. Okay. It's the little things in life. I swear to God, because these are so dumb and inconsequential and ridiculous, but they truly make my life better. Instead of digging my grimy finger into my moisturizer pot thing, I use one of these little spatulas and I dig and then I put it in the palm of my hand and I rub my hands together and then I rub the moisturizer all over my face and there's nothing under my nails and I didn't get my grimy finger into my moisturizer pot. If I'm doing a face mask or something like that, you know, I dig the little spatula in there and I paint using the little spatula, the face mask onto my face. I get no face mask product on my hands. Ugh, they're just amazing. Stupid, but amazing. I would absolutely recommend those. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When you're feeling down, sometimes it's good to be alone, but talking can also be a big help.
keeping everything bottled up is not great for your health. It would cause me a lot of stress and anxiety. It's almost like, I use this metaphor a lot, but it's almost like carrying a backpack around. And when you have stuff bottled up, it gets added to the backpack. And when you talk about it, you get to take it out of the backpack. Now the backpack's a little bit lighter. Once I got older and I learned how to communicate, I never stopped because I like having an empty backpack. It just feels better and my quality of life is better. When you need to talk and need a safe space, I highly recommend therapy. It's a great way to work through whatever's bothering you in a judgment-free place. There's something really special about having a resource to talk to that is not involved in your life on a personal level. So if you want to give therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's also easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. Dating can be exhausting. Even just getting to the dating stage is a little bit overwhelming. You know, I'm not somebody who loves casually dating. I like to be in a relationship. Finding somebody you're attracted to is challenging enough, but then making sure that you're compatible is a whole other challenge. Well, Bumble is helping take some of the pressure off. Now you can make the first move or not. It's entirely up to you. Thanks to Bumble's new feature, Opening Moves. It's a simple way to start conversations. Just choose a question and let your matches reply to kick off the chat. Try Opening Moves on the new Bumble. Download Bumble now.
The next thing I bought is ridiculous. I don't even know how I found this online or what made me want to buy this, but somehow I stumbled upon a little phone stand, like just a little metal phone stand online. And I was like, I have so many uses for that. For example, when I'm working at my desk, it's nice to kind of have my phone propped up so that if I get a text or something, I see it on my phone screen. It has a sort of place to sit on my desk that makes sense, you know, where it's out and visible, but also it's nice to have a designated place for your phone on your desk, I guess. You know, I'm thinking about how ridiculous that statement is. Like, I can't. Like, yeah, you can just have your phone sitting flat on your desk, but how fun is it to have a little fun stand for your phone to go? Okay, listen, I'm not proud of it. It's also useful for when I'm doing my makeup. I like to watch a YouTube video while I'm doing my makeup, listen to a podcast while I'm doing my makeup, watch a podcast while I'm doing my makeup. And so this little phone stand, kind of amazing to just plop my phone on it and I can watch or listen to something while I'm doing my makeup. Same thing for when I'm eating alone. When I'm eating alone, I like to watch something, but I also like to eat at my table in my kitchen, you know? I don't like to eat in bed or on the couch or by the TV or whatever because I don't want to make a mess, and I do make a mess. I'm a messy eater, and so I have to be my own mommy and make myself eat at the table because I will stay in my couch or my bed. So when I'm eating, having a little phone stand for my phone so I can watch stuff while I'm eating, kind of magical, because prior, I would lean my phone up against my paper towel holder. And listen, that worked, but having a little designated phone stand for when I'm eating, wow. The moral of the story is I bought 4 of these little phone stands, one for my desk, one for my little other desk where I do my makeup, so more of my makeup vanity, one for my kitchen counter / dining room table for when I'm eating, and then one more for my bathroom for when I'm doing my skincare routine. I can watch stuff. Listen, they were very affordable. That's why I bought 4 of them. I just couldn't help myself, and now I have one in every room. I don't know. Speaking of little phone things, I also bought, I think I've actually mentioned this in an episode before, but I bought this little phone deodorizer / charger. It basically looks like a tall bowl or like a tall vase. And there's a little slot where you can put your phone and you can just put your phone in it. And it deodorizes your phone and charges your phone. Now, I don't know if it works when it comes to deodorizing. I can't imagine that it does. I don't know how it would, but it claims online that it does. So whatever. I do know for sure, though, that it does wirelessly charge your phone, which is kind of magical. So I actually think this thing is great. I have it on my desk, and when I want my phone out of my face, just charging in a designated spot where I know I'm not going to lose it, I put it in this little phone charger deodorizer contraption. And if nothing else, my phone gets charged. And it's also out of my sight. So I'm not as tempted to grab it and go on it and get distracted when I'm trying to, you know, work at my desk or whatever. It gets it out of my sight in an effective way. I'm double tasking. You know what I mean? I'm multitasking. It's charging and I can't see it and I'm getting work done. And maybe it's also deodorizing it, but I'm not going to claim that because I weirdly don't believe it. And it seems too good to be true, but it is a great contraption. It would be actually nice to have it by my bed too. And I might buy a second one for by my bed, but I need to slow down on these little contraptions. Cause I'm getting out of control. Another thing I bought was a huge life changer for me for years, possibly my whole life. I've been eating my fruits and vegetables that I buy from the grocery store unwashed, just eating them as is, not even running water over them. I don't give a fuck. As I mentioned earlier, I don't care about germs, okay? I don't care about bacteria. My mom always used to say that I was a dirty girl, okay? Like, she's always kind of joked about it with me because she's the complete opposite. She's like a clean freak and I'm like not bothered by dirt and germs and all that. I don't care. That's not to say I'm like dirty. Like I'm not dirty, but things don't bother me. Like if I drop food on the floor, I'll eat it. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't know. It's not something that keeps me up at night. And there are some people where it does keep them up at night. So in comparison, you know, I'm pretty easygoing with this stuff, but I found online this fruit and vegetable cleaner. And it's basically this hockey puck looking thing that you turn on and you put it into water, right? And you turn it on and it starts vibrating the water. And then you put your fruits and veggies in this bowl of water and you let it sit for like 10 minutes. And basically what happens is the vibrating water removes the dirt and stuff from your fruits or vegetables. And you'll see at the bottom of the little bowl at the end of everything that there's like a little pile of dirt. And it's gross. But this little fruit, vegetable, vibrating, cleaning contraption is kind of amazing. And the only inconvenient part about it is that you do have to charge it, which I don't like that. I wish it was just permanently on, but we can't have everything that we want. So I can handle that I have to charge it every once in a while, you know? But this contraption's amazing and it's made cleaning fruits and vegetables so much easier and so much more effective because prior to this, you know, if I did on a rare occasion decide to clean my fruits or vegetables, I felt like I wasn't getting a deep clean enough. Like I was just getting the stuff wet. I feel like it wasn't actually getting dirt off of the fruit or vegetables. And this is like effective. This shakes every last piece of dirt off of the fruits and vegetables. It's a cool contraption. I would recommend it. Next thing I bought was a vegetable chopper. This changed my life. Okay, I love a chopped salad. I love things that are chopped. I like eating things that are chopped, finally. It's just easy to shovel into your mouth. Love. Also, chopped ingredients are very popular in certain recipes. Recipes that I love. The truth is, chopping is a necessary part of cooking, especially for me, as somebody who just likes chopped foods. Unfortunately, I hate actually chopping things. I like to consume the chopped things. I don't like to do the chopping. So I bought this vegetable chopper. All you have to do is literally press down on this contraption and it chops the food that you want to chop. It's so fast. It's so easy. It's too good to be true. So I'm really into this food chopper. Okay. This thing's great. You know, I can make a chopped salad in 5 minutes. Whereas prior to my little chopper thing, it would have taken me probably 30 minutes just because it takes so much time to chop everything properly. Also, chopping an onion has never been easier. Okay, chopping an onion is usually something I dread when I'm cooking. Not anymore. Incredible kitchen contraption. And not only does it chop, but it also stores everything in this little container underneath. So like once you chop it down, you press down on the chopper thing, it all gets caught in this bottom compartment. And it's just magical.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. At eBay, authentic is always in season. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means their handbag experts are making sure your arm candy is nothing short of the real thing. They're checking all the details from the leather to the logo, carry-all or clutch. We all love a handbag that turns heads. Knowing it's the real deal makes it that much sweeter. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you'll carry with confidence. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by Prime. Whether it's a hobby, a side hustle, or simply your favorite pastime, Amazon Prime doesn't just help facilitate your passions. It helps you find new ones as well. I'm always going through phases with hobbies. Sometimes I go through a phase where I love sewing. Sometimes I go through a phase where I like taking cool photos. Sometimes I have a phase where I'm really into watercoloring. Whenever I have a good idea, I hop on Amazon and order all of the equipment that I need, and it shows up so fast. So I can just jump into my new hobby while the passion is still alive. Whatever you're into or getting into, you can find it on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This next thing is so niche, okay? But I've always hated belts because I feel like I can never find a belt that's the right size. You know, I might have a belt that is the right size, but I'm in between two belt holes. Like one of them is a little too tight, but then the one that's one hole over is a little bit too loose. And I wish that there was just a hole right in between. Also, sometimes I'll buy a belt from a thrift store, for example, and the belt will be too big. And I'll have to cut a hole in the belt with my scissors or take it to a tailor or something to get it fixed. And cutting a hole in it looks terrible, and going to the tailor is an inconvenience. So you want to know what I did? I bought a belt loop hole punch. So it's basically this hole punch looking thing that cuts through leather easily and has multiple different sizes. So you can just cut new holes in your belt whenever you please. It is so amazing. I use it all the time because I love buying vintage belts. I'm very particular about how my clothes fit. And so I find myself using this belt hole puncher like once a month, twice a month even. It's also useful for other things, I can imagine, but I haven't figured out what yet. But I'm obsessed with this thing. It's a gadget that I think everybody should have in their house if you're into belts. If you're not into belts, skip that one. But incredible product, okay? Incredible invention. It's nothing new, but everybody should have one. Next, electric lighter. So I love candles. I love candles. I have them all over my house. And as a candle lover myself, I decided I would pick up an electric lighter. An electric lighter is basically, you know, 8-inch long contraption that you can charge that basically lights things, lights candles without like a flame. It uses more of like a zzz, sort of like almost taser-like electricity explosion. Anyway, the thing that's nice about it is that number one, it doesn't run out of juice like a normal lighter, you know, like the normal like Bic lighters, those run out of juice relatively quick and they're kind of unreliable. Like sometimes the little Bic lighters, like they'll just stop working for a week and then all of a sudden they start working again. Like I don't know. They're not reliable. Whereas this thing, when it's charged up, it always works. It always works. You can always rely on it as long as it's charged. And listen, I love matches, but they're a little bit less safe, I guess, than this electric lighter thing, because let's say you light a normal match and you light your candle and then you blow out the match and then you throw the extinguished match into the trash can, but it's still a little bit too hot, and then it lights everything in your trash can on fire. Not good. That's why you have to run your matches underwater when you're done, or put your mouth on them, which is what I do and is gross. That's stressful and unfortunate. The other thing about matches is that they are a little sketchy. One time I lit a match, and I guess I lit it too hard. Like, I used too much pressure when I was lighting the match. So it lit on fire, but as it lit on fire, it snapped in half, and the half of the match that was on fire flew onto a carpet. And luckily I blew it out and it didn't light the carpet on fire. It melted a little spot, but it didn't like catch on fire, which was incredibly lucky. But yeah, matches are kind of sketchy. I don't love them. They're not my favorite way to light things on fire. So long story short, this little electric lighter is kind of a vibe. I would recommend it. I think it's great. And last but not least, this is actually something that I've been buying for a while now, but I don't know if I've ever talked about it, and I think I need to talk about it again. Even if I've already talked about it, I still need to talk about it again. True Lemon and True Lime Powder. I am so obsessed with this invention. I don't know how this is not the biggest product in America right now today. Basically what it is it's a little packet. There's these little packets, almost like a sugar packet or a salt packet, that's filled with lemon or lime extract powder. And basically one little packet is equivalent to one wedge of lemon or lime. And you can use them for everything, okay? When I'm making a cocktail, I put two little lime powders in my drink. So sour, so limey, so great. Let's say I make myself a cup of tea and I want to put a little bit of lemon in there. Instead of cracking open a lemon juice from my fridge or cutting open a lemon and squeezing it in there, I just use one of these little lemon packets and I get the exact same flavor and effect, and it's perfectly potent and it's predictable and it's great. Listen, there are times when I want a fresh lemon or lime in my drink, mainly for aesthetic purposes, but also for flavor. You know, it definitely is nice to have the real thing in there. It's so much work to be constantly buying lemons and limes. And a lot of times they end up going bad, or you'll get, you know, a few limes that are actually really dry and don't have any juice in them. So they don't work when you try to squeeze, you know, into your drink. This lemon and lime powder, I am so obsessed. I use it on a daily basis. And when I'm going out for the night sometimes, and I know I'm going to be having drinks, I put a few of them in my purse and I bring them out with me. And when I order my tequila soda and they don't give me a juicy lime on the side, I have lime in my bag on deck, ready to go. I will say though, it is like a bizarre thing to whip out in public. Like, people think I'm pouring illicit drugs into my drink. They're like, what are you doing? So you do have to explain to the group that you're with, hey everybody, just wanted to let you all know that I'm putting my true lime powder into my tequila soda, and I'm not putting meth into my drink. I'm not putting ketamine into my drink. Thank you. It's not that. If you want that, you need to go to somebody else. It's not going to come from me. This is my true lime powder. And if you knew what was best for you, you would have some in your bag as well right now, because it makes your cocktail taste so much better. I cannot drink an alcoholic beverage without at least two true lime powders in my drink. Like, it just makes it so limey and so good. Okay, you guys, that's all I have for today. I just had to get off my chest all of these little items, because as dumb and inconsequential and stupid and ridiculous and pointless as they may be, they do genuinely spark joy for me on a daily basis, and they make my life a slight bit more convenient. Not a lot, but enough where it's satisfying. So I had to share these things. You know, go pick them up if you feel like it, if you feel so inclined. I love these things, except for the skincare fridge. Everything else I like, but I think the skincare fridge was the only thing I didn't like. Yeah, pick up pretty much everything that I mentioned except for the skincare fridge. All right, that's all I got for today. Thank you guys for listening and hanging out. I hope you enjoyed. Check out my coffee company, Chamberlain Coffee. Use code AG15 for a little special discount because you listen to my podcast. Thank you for doing that. Follow Anything Goes on Twitter at AG Podcast or on Instagram at Anything Goes. Send me a message if you want me to talk about something or you just want to share an opinion you have with me about something that I mentioned in today's episode or any episode. And that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you and love you and am grateful for you. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.